Isn't it great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys? It's me, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, coming alongside with the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
Yeah, it's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another beautiful episode of Fig Guys right here. It's your normal Fig Guys channel. Tom, happy Tuesday. How are you doing, my friend?
Dude, the countdown is on. 6 days till I'm in Vegas. I'm making plans. I've got a whole spreadsheet. I can't wait. It's so close. It is so close.
You are going to be a busy fella in the next 2 weeks. But dude, I'm looking forward to hearing about all of it. I'm looking forward to everything. It's going to be a blast, man.
It's going
to
be the fastest 10 days of my life because I'm going to be there for 10 days. Like, my trip is kind of broken up. Like, I had it broken up into three sections. Like, the first couple of days hanging out with my friend who lives there. Then the WrestleMania stuff. And then it was going to be poker time. But now WrestleMania is, like, extended into, like, the 3 days I save for poker because I'm going to Monday Night Raw now. I think I got a meet and greet at the World on Monday. So it's like, okay, I extended it a day. But that's okay. I'm so excited for WrestleMania to be in Vegas, to be going to these events. I don't have Mania tickets yet. If anybody has a hookup, let me know. I'm waiting for some of my connections to come through. You never know.
You never know.
No, and if not, there's a whole bunch of watch parties that I'll be attending, so it'll be fun.
It's WrestleMania weekend, man.
It is WrestleMania week.
WrestleMania month. What are we talking about? Come on.
Dude, like I said it before, I think I said it last week, but like from the Royal Rumble until WrestleMania, it's like the playoffs for wrestling.
Of course, it's so
exciting. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I really can't wait.
I'm super excited. I'm jealous. I wish I was going out there, but
I wish you were going out there more than you wish you were going out there.
Hey, but it was fun, man. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited for all the reveals. We're going to see from Mattel. I'm excited for WrestleMania itself.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. Raw was a blast last night.
It was. And guys, like, follow our social media because we will be posting stuff all over. Like, I'll post stuff the whole week on my OG Fig Kid account and then the figure stuff and whatever stuff. Like, just check it out because I'll be sending all videos and pics to Mike. We're going to have interviews from WrestleMania. I've already got some fun stuff lined up for our socials that we're going to throw up on YouTube. So check it out. Like, just make sure you're tuned into us. Next week, Mike has a guest host.
And, yes.
We already have, I don't know if we're going to say who it is yet, but then the following week for the reveals, like to go over all that, we have another guest host planned. We're just waiting for him to check his DMs, and I'm sure he'll jump on with you.
It's going to be good, man. I'll hold down the fort.
Oh, I know you
will. I promise. I won't burn the place down.
No, just I taught you you have that whole note how to do the podcast and everything.
No, absolutely. I'm just, I will clear all the figures out of the Fig Guys warehouse before I light the fire. I'm good.
Oh gosh. I think it jarred me when you say that.
I didn't mean it well.
I know you didn't, but like I listened to him on Jericho's podcast this week and he's still so amazing. Like Jeremy is just a human I'm in awe of. Like the way he approaches everything. It's just so much we can learn from a guy like that. So much.
No, absolutely. I mean the positivity just exudes off of him. Like he's all it's the best, man. And I like to keep that kind of energy going all the time. So he's a good follow. If you guys aren't following Jeremy Padour, he's the man.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just a wrestling figure. So he just gives advice. He's just you're always learning something with him. So
yeah. No, that's the other thing too, right?
Yeah.
He's our wise man.
He is our wise man. That is 100% true. That is so, so true. And we got
my figgy chief.
We got Mo the Fig God. We acknowledge you, Mo. Thank you for being in the chat. And I don't know where everybody else is right now, but our Mo is there. Anybody also, look for me in Vegas because I will have cards with me. I will have Fig Guys trading cards that I will be handing out all over the place to anyone who asks. And again, I did not get envelopes yet to ship them. I still have to get on that. I have a list of people I need to send them to already, and yours are put aside, so I'm not giving away our regulars who have asked for them.
That's not our card.
No, that's not our card.
I have a few. No, here, see you there. Boom.
Guys, these cards are so amazing.
They are. They're very nice quality. You guys are going to be very, very happy.
And when I get back, we start working on the rest of the Series 1 to get you guys soon.
You thought year one of Fig Guys was fun. wait until you see what we got in store for year two. We're moving on. We're moving up. We're getting crazy.
Yeah. Gonna be fun times. Fun times with the Fig guys. Again, WrestleMania next week. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
I'm super excited.
I got like 7 meet and greets planned at the world and like photo ops and stuff. So
it's gonna be fun, WrestleCon. Man.
I'll be at WrestleCon. We'll talk about some exclusives for WrestleCon as we get into the show. What do you say we jump into the show, Mike, and start with the news, right? Let's do it, man. Of course we start with the news. That's it. What else are we going to start with? And just another quick little blur before we get started. If you want to see me tonight, if you're not done with me after Fig Guys, tune into the Rawdown. I'll be talking some wrestling.
Who's not going to be done with you by the time we're done with two?
So, I mean,
no, it's going to be fun, man. Listen, you had a hell of a Raw. We had a great Raw yesterday. It was such a very, very powerful closing to it. I love it. Paul's so good.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman is, I don't know. It's hard to say it, but I think he surpasses Bobby the Brain Heenan as my favorite manager.
I don't know if anybody could ever surpass Bobby Heenan, but I do agree. Paul Heyman is just on another level. Honestly, he is one of the biggest stars this company has. Anything he does is gold. Like his facial expressions, like I can't compare him to Bobby. Bobby's just legendary, but like Paul Heyman's on a shelf of his own. He's so good. He really is.
Yeah. No, really 100%.
But they're different people too. Like, you know, it's hard to compare them and say one of them is better than the other because they're both so uniquely good at what they do.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But I love Paul Heyman, man. I've loved him since the ECW days, but like this level of emotions and he's just putting it rocking, like he's just doing such a fantastic job. It always has.
Yeah, he's so. I love Paul Heyman. Honestly, I was watching him last night, and I'm thinking he is the star of the three-way match at WrestleMania already.
Yeah,
the triple threat. He was the star of the Bloodline story. The dude just shines. He makes everything he's in better. He just gets it.
100%. So good. It was great.
Yeah.
No used cars from Paul Heyman.
Our chat is jumping, guys. If you're listening to this or whatever, and you're not on our YouTube chat when we're live, take a chance and do it one day. It's just fun. You can chat with all the other guys. We got Goldberg in the chat, Mo the Fig Guy, Old Fat Guy BMX. So
we like to party.
Yeah, we do like to party. So again, if anybody's out there for Mania, hit me up. Send me a DM. I got cards. I'll hang with you. We'll have fun. We could just. It's going to be great. And I want to meet you guys. I really do. I know last year I had people stopping me and recognizing me. And I'm like, that's just me, guys. It's just me. It's just me.
He will be the guy wearing the CM Punk hoodie with the yeet glasses.
I do. No yeet glasses for me.
You got prescription yeet glasses.
No yeet. I hate yeet. No yeet. And I honestly, tune into the Rawdown. I'll talk about all that stuff there, but I just feel like Jey Uso is going to be one of those guys. If he wins the belt within 2 months, he's going to be getting booed out of the stadium.
It's okay.
I mean, sometimes his entrance is epic, and then he just falls flat after that. I'm sorry. His promos are terrible. His wrestling... Well,
like I said, sometimes people need that rug pulled out from underneath them.
Yeah, I mean, and then last night his entrance was his promo was a little different, but it was
I thought he was fair.
A lot of people did. He just doesn't.
I think he's great on the mic. I think he's great, you know, in his role. I'm excited to see what happens. But Gunther come on.
I love Gunther.
Yeah.
I love Gunther.
I really, really love Gunther.
I'm a Gunther guy.
I am a Gunther guy. I'm Mike Gutenberg.
So. No yeets for Tom. I am Jimmy. I'm Team Jimmy. No yeet.
He's eating.
So
it's an all you can yeet buffet.
Ooh, listen, I'm looking at the Wynn buffet, and somebody told me the Caesar's buffet. It's like a seafood buffet. You get unlimited
Caesar's
crab.
Caesar's is good. Yeah. But the Wynn buffet has unlimited crab too.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, that's the sell.
I might have to try both of them. Aren't I going to have to try both then to see which is better?
I haven't found a better buffet than the Wynwood.
Really? Yeah. See, somebody was set. See, I hear like people tell me, no, the Wynn is better. No, Caesar's is better. So I think I'm going to have to make up my own mind and try both.
I could do not try both.
So
yeah.
All right.
YOLO. You only made it once.
Well, Yomo. This is my second year.
Well, whatever. Once a year. All right, we'll go with that.
Once a year, there you go.
Let's get into the news.
There we go.
It's Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's officially another FOCO launch, because we got From the Magazine collection of bobbleheads, the John Cena breaking out, limited to 100 pieces, and it cost $110. You can see him right there. This will be shipping late September, so maybe after he's been... terrible bad man that John Cena is, we could celebrate his legacy, and this will be on your doorstep in September. So you could be ahead of the retirement game if you order this right now. Again, $110 over at FOCO, limited edition. So good, man.
I can't wait to this looks awesome. I can't wait to see what other kind of merch or shirts they have at WrestleMania. I'm gonna need that little towel, the last time is now towel for the last Mania. Like, I'm sure they'll have a nice Cena shirt. Like, yeah. Does it dampen the merch of Cena, him going out as a heel this year?
No.
I'm sure
people are still buying not, stuff.
For me, it doesn't, but I wonder if it does for some.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it doesn't. But I'm excited.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we'll talk about something else that they'll have that weekend when we get to it in just a minute. But talk about something awesome, Mike.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I am so excited. Official collectible first ever for WWE for Penta, outside of like his masks and shirts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of in figure form. It's in pillow form. It's definitely the first ever Penta in pillow form, but we have Penta coming to you from our good friends over at WWE's Big Shots. Guys, head on over to Big Shots. If you're looking to pick this up, use the Fig Guys 10, right?
Yes,
there we go. See, I'm remembering things. but yeah, man, this looks phenomenal. Save yourself 10%. Use our code. Tell them the Fig Guys sent you and get yourself some Big Shots.
Dude, this looks amazing. This might be the best Buddy thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's how good this looks. It's so toyetic.
It's even better than Buddy Matthews and Buddy Murphy.
I mean, I see what the artist is saying in the artist returns is saying in the chat. Until I had the CM Punk one that I got from Big Shots, dude, these things are amazing. Here's mine right here. I would not mind displaying this Penta one. Like, it's so good looking. It's so
super
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. It really is.
And
really
I'm sure the Phoenix will not be too far around the corner.
No, man.
So looking forward to that. Dude, did you see Penta's gear yesterday? That blue? Oh, yeah. It looks so good. So good.
It. He looks so it good, man. Sense. I'm so...
Yeah.
Does he win the Intercontinental title at Mania? Who's winning that match?
I hope it's Penta.
I think Dom is going to win.
I don't think Penta needs it.
I think what happens is somehow Dom pins Finn.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, there's a story right there.
Or Finn pins Dom.
I don't think so. I'm just guessing. We'll see. We'll see.
Anyway, Penta's not even fighting for the Intercontinental title. He's fighting for the Continental title. Wait, that's the other company. No, it's good. I love it. I'm so here for it. Again, head on over to BigShots.com. Yep.
If AEW really combines the international title and the continental title, doesn't it become the intercontinental title?
You would assume so, right?
Or is it going to become the inter? I don't know.
The Jim Cornette rolling over his premature grave. But head on over to getbigshots.com. Use code TheFigGuys10. Save 10% on not only Penta, but all of your Big Shot needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got some good ones, man. Did you see that Damian Priest they showed off? Oof.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Ooh, speaking of gorgeous things, check this out. The last time is now. John Cena will be first available over at WrestleMania at the Superstore. You guys still call it the Superstore? What is it, the World?
Well, the Superstore is still the Superstore, but there's also the World, so.
It's a Super World I'm here for it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm excited for that store. Little disappointed. We'll talk about that in a minute. This is amazing. I cannot wait to get this. Like, if I wasn't going to Mania, I would be freaking out. But I'm going to Mania, so I know I'll have at least one.
It gives me kind of the Bray Wyatt Festival of Friendship box vibes.
Yeah, I can see that. 100%.
You get what I'm going with? I think it's the artwork at the bottom. But yeah, so cool, man.
Even the shape of the box and everything.
I'm PayPaling you. I know it. We got it. I'm looking forward to this bad boy. But if you are going to be at the World for WrestleMania this month, we'll call it that, this year, make sure you head on over and pick up The Last Time Is Now. John Cena Elite. Looks great, man. And a collector's piece for sure for any...
Oh. I can't wait.
Any see the fan, man.
I got to go in line and get this. I got to get this.
So good.
I hope they don't limit how many you can buy.
I hope so.
I'd like to get an extra one to give away to our friends who are watching the Fig Guys every single week.
I like giveaways.
So, I love giveaways.
Well, I like absolutely giving them away.
So let's see. This is awesome. Fantastic. I can't wait to get this.
Me too.
It really does. The only thing I could be different is if it was an ultimate.
True. Very true.
I love ultimates.
And we could have easily gotten one. We got a few John Cena ultimates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's throw that absolutely out there.
Yeah. All right. Let's go on to the next bit of news.
Let's rock and roll in because we have the WWE Thumb War Superstores blind bags are showing up at Walmarts across the country. But that's not all. Be on the lookout for the exclusive Raw and SmackDown ring sets. Those are pretty cool. Each set featuring exclusive figures of Damian Priest and your favorite Yeaton Jey Uso. They should just call him Yeaton Jey Uso. I think that would be the best way.
I still hope the Usos put their makeup back on and do the tribal dance before they come to the ring. When is that going to happen?
I'm sure it'll pop up soon. Never say never. It's WrestleMania season. There might be a battle royal that they pop up in afterwards. But these sets are not blind bags. So if you're hunting for those exclusively, keep an eye out for the rings and you're getting two heads, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So you get Jey Uso and Cody, and then you also get Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre. I like it. It's cool.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Check them out. Let us know if you find them in your Walmart.
I'm here for it. I'm digging it. I love it. Ooh, I know Tom's super, super excited. I'm really excited about this too, but check out the brand new, the WrestleCon exclusive Bloody Harley race. Coming to you from our friends over at Collect Major, 1 of 500.
Yeah. The blood looks so perfectly placed on him. I love it.
He's got Batman logo on the chest. Like this.
A Batman. That's his blood. Amazing. That's not a Batman logo.
Blood, daddy. It looks great, though. I love it.
With him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta get Canic back on the show. It's been a minute.
We do. We absolutely do because we need to talk about some big rubber guys.
Yes, I could talk about Big Rubber Guys all day long. The best line going today, baby.
I love it. Look at that beautiful title included. You got, of course, the bloody sticker, 1 of 500. One more time, WrestleCon. Again, if you're in Vegas and you guys are enjoying your WrestleMania festivities, go check out the Collect Major table over at WrestleCon.
You know I will.
I will. I will. I'll be talking to you the whole time, probably.
Oh my god, we'll be texting nonstop the whole
I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be good.
The whole 10 days I'm gone, like, and you never know. I'm gonna try to pop on live with you on Tuesday after Mania, so
that'll
be
good.
Talk about the reveals with you and our mystery host,
mystery guest, guest host. We're kind of like Wheel of Fortune when like Pat Sajak goes away on vacation for a few weeks.
Pat Sajak retired from Wheel of Fortune.
Well, in our generation, damn.
Yeah. It's Ryan Seacrest now.
Ew, God, it's terrible.
He pops up everywhere.
He does. So he absolutely does. I forgot what I was going to say about Kinnick, but Kinnick's yelling at you. He's telling you, go Big Rubber Guys. Good stuff.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to get this one in hand next week. I'll be shipping some boxes back, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
You have to.
Absolutely.
We got brand new photos coming from Jazzwares and Ringside Collectibles of the exclusive Blacklight Jeff Hardy. was gonna say black paint. Yeah. That didn't make sense.
Black light.
Yeah, because he doesn't glow in the dark. He's just friendly to black light. But a very, very awesome exclusive available for pre-order now over at Ringside Collectibles. Don't forget to use code FIGUYS and save that awesome 10% on your order. But this thing is crazy, man. Comes the ladder. You got two heads, two sets of hands, and of course the amazing, amazing blacklight display in the box with
removable
batteries. I mean, a mock collector's dream.
It is.
Talk about catering to an audience. You know what I mean?
Like, and it looks perfectly well out of it too. But it's so cool that you have both options.
Yeah, it's almost a shame that you take it out. You know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to take it out, but I would because it's a great looking Jeff Hardy. But so good. I'm coming soon.
Yeah,
over
I think that we've seen these pictures. I'm guessing it's not too far before we actually get to see him.
I kind of love that little sneak attack when they drop the photo.
Yeah,
and you know it's coming along very, very quick.
Yep,
so good. Yeah, he's amazing.
All right, so we have one more bit of news.
One more bit of news. Oh yes. So today, unfortunately, we all got a big email from Zombie Sailor. Should I read the email?
Read it.
Would you like me to read the email? Oh, I can absolutely read the email once I find it.
that's right. I thought
I got a million emails. It's all good. So this is a marked urgent from the offices of Heels and Faces Zombie Sailor Toys. Urgent tonight. The Pinnacle sales are ending tonight. That is Tuesday, April 8th at midnight due to the 104% sudden tariff increase. If you already purchased any Pinnacle figures, do not be alarmed. Your figures and your price is locked in. The Pinnacle figures are deep into manufacturing. The Jeff Jarrett and Brian Pillman figures are nearly done. These are not being canceled. As of this writing, the U.S. just imposed a 104%, and he put in an exclamation point there, tariff on all goods coming into the U.S. from China, which is where all the Heels and Faces figures are made. What does that mean? That means all of our production costs just more than doubled, as we, not China, are responsible for paying the tariff. As many of you may be aware, Heels and Faces is a labor of love, and they are an independent company running on razor-thin profit margins. We create these collectibles out of love. Zombie Sailors, not figures. If these tariffs remain in place, we either would have to greatly raise our prices or completely restructure our business. If you were on the fence about the Pinnacle figures, and if you like what we do and have done these last 5 years, we ask that you support us by making a purchase in these very troubling and uncertain times. Lock in these prices, and you are guaranteed a set. So, a lot of yada, yada, yada. This tariff situation isn't like anything that has been seen before. It is going to destroy many businesses, as he likes to say on here. We hope that you can repost the Pinnacle figures in the near future, or if they can resell and put them back up, the Pinnacle figures in the near future, if the tariffs are, you know, figured out in the future, blah, blah, blah. They're still monitoring the situation with the Blood Sports figures tomorrow, which are currently scheduled to go up for pre-order. So that those are up in the air. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I guess so. But I'm first of all, listen, I know this tariff situation sucks, and I'm not saying it doesn't, because it's going to cost a lot of people money, like our friends at Ringside. Everything's coming from overseas there.
However,
let's remember this. Like, the tariffs are bad. Okay, right? But yes. what these stores and places pay for the figures is a lot less than what we pay for them, right? Like, true. I don't even know how much, and I'm not going to pretend. I know it's a hit. I know it hurts. But when you had Zombie bragging when he first launched his company, how the royalties they are paying are better than any royalties anyone's seen before, and it's so much more, the checks they're writing to these wrestlers, and you hear wrestlers who have got figures with Zombie saying they can't believe how much the check was for. He's made them so much money. How much is he? What is the markup on his figures? Let's just say, for example, he is paying $10 per figure. I have no idea if that's true. If he's paying the markup, the 104% tariff is going to make it $20. So to, in order to make up the money, he would only have to charge us an extra $10.
In theory, yes.
Not doubling the price. You're only doubling the price of the cost, not the sales of what it sells for here. So is it going to go up for us? Yes, but it should not be doubling. And you should not be bragging how much you're paying in royalties and then saying you're making no money on these because it doesn't add up.
Yeah. It's you're not wrong.
Does, I mean, I'm not saying the tariffs don't suck because they do. And we're going to feel it. We're going to pay some more, too. Don't get me wrong.
It's going to be brutal. But when, oh, yeah.
But retailers are buying this stuff in bulk. If they're paying $5 per $10 a figure, our amount should go up. Only the a little bit amount of what that's costing them. I see other companies. I see Zombie and other people. Well, I mean, Zombie is saying he's pulled the other line for now and everything. I just don't understand it. Something is not adding enough specifically with Zombie. Specifically, yeah. you don't brag about the royalties that you're paying out. You don't brag about how much money you're making. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I love Zombie's product. I buy his figures. I support
absolutely
him. And if for order yeah for me to buy the Pinnacle, like he's saying, I saw it today, he said he's going to lose $15 a figure on ones he already sold. But at the same time, he's telling people to go in and buy them. If you're losing $15 per figure, why are you telling people to go in and buy them?
Well, here's
like, listen, I usually sit back and praise things. I am calling bullshit on Zombie on this. I'm sorry.
I'm not disagreeing. I don't know the insides outs of everything, but you are right for the bragging aspect of things. This is where the problem where transparency sometimes lies too hard, right? Like you can this is why what Ringside's doing with the unsanctioned line is beautiful because it's just mums the word. Until right something happens, like this, we're not sitting here gouging our eyes out because we might be losing these Jeff Jarrett figures and so on. Even though we're not losing them, but you know what I mean. But yeah, something's obviously it's going to suck. But to your point, you should not have to double the price of the figures. That means you're doubling your income.
And not only that, let's take it a step further. Zombie's in business for himself. He's not shipping it to retailers like Ringside. He's doing it all for himself. So all the costs are on him. It should only go up if he's paying. It should only go up the amount of the cost that it's going up. So if it's going to cost, if a figure's 10 and it's going up to 20, our figure should only cost us an extra $10. Not that that's a good thing. It doesn't need, how are you losing $15 per figure when you're charging $50 a figure? Bullshit. I'm
all
sorry.
I gotta say is $89.99 sounds like the fair price point. I was right all along. It was me, damn it. It was me. No, it's it's tough times, and we're gonna see on the major retail side of things how bad it's gonna bite us in a few months, right? And it is
100%.
It is what it is, but I'm not here for laboring last minute sales. Remember, I thought there was only 500 left, too. Less than 500 left. But we're pushing sales towards. But I know it's understandable. Listen, everybody's got to gimmick themselves, right? You got to carny a little bit. That's part of the business. That's part of any business. But at the same time,
How about this? I offer Zombie a chance to come on a show with us and explain it to us and discuss it with us so we understand it better. He understands it better. Come and tell me why I'm wrong. And I will apologize. I will gladly apologize. I don't expect other companies to take a hit. I'm not expecting Ringside to lose money and keep their prices the same. Of course, companies have to make their money up. Of course, Walmart, if they're paying $3 more a figure, $5 more a figure, then it has to go up $3 or $5 more a figure so don't take a loss. I fully support that. But when you're telling me you're losing $15 per figure on a $50 figure, crazy. After you bragged about all the royalties you pay?
Nah, yeah.
Sorry.
That's wild. I get it. Crazy. No. It is crazy.
So, but, I mean, I'm just
I don't know.
Trying to make sense of it in my head. I'm not a dumb guy.
With all that being said, if you guys are worried about this on the Pinnacle, head on over to Heels and Faces.
That being said, I've already ordered King Kong Bundy and Abdul the Butcher.
Yeah. Here comes the butcher. Actually,
how about this? If he came back and said, I had to charge everybody $10 extra, I would give the $10 extra.
I'd pay the $10 extra.
I would too. 100%.
That wouldn't even be a problem. Well, 100%. How much were they? $49.99, right?
Yeah, $49.99.
I'd pay $60 for the figure. I wouldn't even complain.
I don't expect him to take the hit. I really don't. But something doesn't add up. That's all.
No, it doesn't. And I don't expect
to take a hit. Like if their figure price goes up, which the amount that they charge for figures should go up the amount that the tariff is.
Yeah.
Not more. Like there's no need to make extra money anywhere.
Yeah.
You already know what your profit is. So if the figure costs you 10 and it goes up to 20, then you just add the $10 onto it.
We're just in the realm of buying scalper prices permanently.
That is true.
For a few. And it's, what are you going to do about it?
That is true. I mean, listen, this could sink or swim some companies. I'm not saying it can't.
100%
a lot of these indie companies, it's really bad for them. I'm not saying that. Because people are going to have to be more choosy. They're going to be more picky. They're not going to be able to buy every retro from every retro company anymore. So that's going to hurt too. So if you're spending, I could spend $10 or more a figure on the figures I really want. However, if there's a figure I'm iffy on, I'm not going to get that figure now.
Yeah. And listen, that's your absolute right decision to do. And that's how it's probably going to be for a lot of collectors coming up. Is it's not going to be, hey, I'm buying full cases just to buy full cases. It's going to be, I'm selecting and choosing what I want in my collection as opposed to buying everything.
Jeremy,
which will also suffer on our lines like Monday Night Wars and stuff like that for the people.
100%.
Because if you already have it, why are we going to buy doubles? Why are we going to, you know what I mean? Like it's going to hurt the longevity of certain waves of stuff from bigger companies too. You know, it's 100%. Crazy.
It stinks. It's terrible for everybody. I'm not saying it's not.
It's terrible.
I'm just saying. Fig Vault, check your DMs. Fig Vault is here.
Fig Vault.
Check. And if you wanted to see me go on a rant, would I just go on?
Yeah.
Go back.
It was more of a Fig Vault. You were speaking.
Rant.
You were speaking. You were speaking. The OG Fig Kid holds no bars. Holds no bounds.
It's definitely going to curb some impulse buys. I definitely agree with that. But listen, just I don't know. It sucks for everybody, but don't tell me you're losing $15 per figure when you're charging $50 a figure and you brag about how much your royalties pay.
And I just to throw some clarity in there for what, like a Walmart would buy a wave for retail shelf. I mean, for how many figures they buy in volume, it's probably down to dollars, if not less.
This will affect Walmart a lot.
Oh no, less for sure. But I'm saying
like ringside
for what Walmart, like if Walmart's buying Elite, you know, 170, and they need 50,000 units. So that's as many. I'm just ballparking here. I don't know the actual numbers, but if they need 50,000 units, they're not paying, you know, $18 a figure. The more you buy in bulk, the less the pricing goes down. So if you're buying straight from the factory, straight from the companies, Walmart's probably paying like $2 to $3 a figure. So if this the tariffs thing's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're paying $4 to $8 a figure now. So that's gonna, I mean, the charge is the extra $4. I'm fine with
that's gonna go up. I'll be paying Chicago prices in New Jersey.
And I'll be paying like Nick Storm price. but that's the thing. And so you're talking I love how we kept this in figure world too. It's perfect. All these big, like even Ringside's buying a certain amount of figures from a company or from the manufacturer, right? And they're buying 25,000 units. They pay $6 a figure as opposed to Walmart paying the $3 because they're ordering an extra that amount. If the numbers, Scott Steiner math all over the place. That's what I tell you.
I've researched a little bit on my own. I see the US and Vietnam are really close to a deal to getting rid of any tariffs between the two countries. Yeah. So that's something that'll help WWE collectors. And I'm sure, I don't know if Mattel moved their other factories there or not. I didn't look into that, but that could definitely help. But also Jeremy's been posting a whole bunch of stuff on Instagram, how they're working to have toys not tariffed at all. So
yeah, the Toy WO.
So check out Jeremy's Instagram as well, because he's given a whole bunch of info.
Tariff-free pricing. I don't know how you would say tariff-free for toys.
Yeah, 100%. And it sounds like they're working on it. So, listen, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I hope there's a deal struck. I don't want to pay more for my toys. Nobody does. We're just going to budget differently.
They become everybody's damn toys.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll definitely see what happens in the next few months. Some weird times we're living in.
I think I'm missing out on Series 1 Pinnacle because I did not place my order yet. I really wanted the Brian Billman, at least the Jeff Jarrett, but I'm okay.
I thought you ordered those. You didn't order them?
I was going to. It's one of those things where they're sitting on my phone in the cart. And I'm like, Do it tonight.
You know?
I don't know.
Well, if he's losing $15 per figure at this price point, why is he pushing people to buy them? Make this make sense.
I have until midnight.
Make this make sense for me. Because it's not adding up.
For you, man.
it's just not making sense.
I would love to hear from other people who are making independent toys, though, as well, on 100%. How this is affecting them. Because, like, you know,
guys like Title Run Toys and Chella and all these other ones, it really sucks.
Yeah.
So it really sucks.
Well, Sabu and Censored, man, you guys lucked out because those would have been like 8 hours and they still would have broken. we should get Kinnick on here to talk about it.
I would love to get Kinnick on here. We need a
foul mouthed, filthy episode of Fig Guys with Kinnick to talk about the effing.
We might as well get Joey Figs on too then. Joey Figs, I'm okay check with your DMs.
Joey Figs, let's do it, man. It's unfortunate to see but we're not even affected by it yet. We don't know where it's going. For the people buying it's a lot of scary numbers.
Yeah,
but it's nothing to worry about until it's here. Imagine being a startup,
the startup companies are terrible. Like, I feel bad for them, the ones who haven't even gotten their first line out now.
Yeah, and like, you know who's gonna,
and that sucks.
You know who's gonna really have an uptick with all this going on?
Who?
Customizers, the diorama dads out there in the world. They're gonna ones making once they figure out how to, you know, get the sales out there. You're talking so many crazy things are going to happen. Yeah, and there's as Matt's agreeing with, there's no reason to panic about anything because nothing's happened yet. Yeah. Just a bunch of lot of words, and we're wrestling fans. We know words are just words.
100%. But I'll say this, Zombie.
Smart wrestling fans, not smart.
Don't
marks,
piss. don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not raining. That is piss. I'll be the first to tell you, especially if you're in Vegas.
I cannot wait for Vegas.
Yeah,
so I cannot wait. It's only a week away, guys.
It's only a week away.
It's six days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, 5 days. Wow.
You're Holy right around smokes. The corner.
I am.
So to move it on over here, let's put it this way. Everybody, chill out, is our great Mr. Freeze Arnold Schwarzenegger would say. And let's get going into the ringside roundup.
Let's go. It'll be interesting to see if my little rant spreads on social media and people start talking about what I said. So I'm kind of curious.
You speak in your voice. You may correct me.
Teach me. I beg of you if I'm wrong.
I will be your Paul Heyman. I'll be your best friend. You're just the voice of the voice.
You're my wise man.
I'm your wise man. Yes, speaking my of which, tribal diorama, chief.
We have Diorama Dad in the chat.
Before we get into everything, big shout out to everybody. Diorama Dad, Matt Goldberg, Fig Vault, everybody in here. The artist turns. I see you.
Yeah.
Artist returns. He left and then he came back.
Ooh.
I like it. See what I did there? What's up, guys?
I do.
So for everybody in the chat, next week will be a very special episode because sadly Tom will not be joining us because he'll be probably somewhere. He's going to be at the Godfather Strip Club.
No, I'm going to be on my third serving of the Wynn Buffet.
That too, the Wynn Buffet, but Cheetahs. That's what it's not even there anymore, but the Godfather did own the strip club in Vegas called Cheetahs. I think, pretty sure. Anyway, Tom will be MIA because he will be MANIA. See what I did there? That was good.
Yeah, mania.
Yeah. Next week, I will have Diorama Dad joining me as we talk about his awesome builds of everything he's got going on in the world of custom wrestling figures, stages, accessories, you name it. I can't wait to pick his brain about it. We've been having a good time. Nice logo, too, by the way, on his new avatar. I like it. The week after that, because we did just get confirmation, the one, the only Joey Figs Fig Vault will be joining us.
Oh, he said yes. Down the
fort. He did say yes. He said yes.
That's awesome.
But yeah, man, we got some special banger episodes coming. I'm super excited. Absolutely love it. Yeah, man. I forgot where we were going with that. This is good stuff.
Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done listening to us talk about all the figures you hear today, head on over to WrestlingFigures.com, place yourself an order, and when you check out, put the code FIGGUYS in, save an additional 10% on us. Don't be a baby. Don't go to the store searching for your figures. Just order from Ringside. Save the gas money. Save your time. Have them delivered to you. I know I placed a Ringside order this week, and I'm trying not to spend money, but I had to order I had to order some of the new Bloodline figures. I needed that Jacob Fatu. I
totally get it. Yeah, I just did my ultimate order because I just... caught back. I got my Mudas coming. I screwed up because I always do this when I see something coming soon. And like they do we're on back order until end of April or early May. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to throw everything in the cart. Then I see the next set of Ultimates comes or late April. So I'm just going to be getting a good care package come May sometime. I'm super stoked. Cannot wait. We love Ringside, man. Ringside is the best. And I'm so excited. Just for buying stuff off there. It's so good. I used PayPal for the first time.
Did you use code FIGGUYS?
I did use code FIGGUYS. And I saved a lot of money. I saved like $25 actually because it was an expensive ass order. Yeah, because it was $233 for two sets of Ultimates.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't wait.
It's good. It is good.
All right, let's jump into the Ringside Roundup.
Let's do it. Yeah, speaking of Ringside Collectibles, let's talk about Ringside Collectibles because going on right now over at Ringside Collectibles is the WrestleMania sale. The biggest sale, the granddaddy of them all is here. It's kind of not the biggest sale, but it's a good sale. I will give you that because it ain't no Black Friday, I'll tell you that. I love Ringside's sales, though. They always rock and roll, but they got some huge deals going on. So now is your time to catch up. Hey, if you're going to Mania, you could pick up a few figures to get signed over at the World. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Or WrestleCon.
Double yeah.
Some of the people are appearing at both the World and WrestleCon, like Trish and Lita, Lex Luger. Like, it's crazy.
That's cool. Yeah.
So Mick Foley is going to be at both. So
have a nice day. Cool.
Have a nice day.
But super, super awesome. So go make sure if you are slim on the pickings, now's your time to do some picking up. So head on over to Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com, and use code FIGGUYS at checkout. Save 10%.
There you go. I love it.
Like a mastermind. Oh, we have some words about this one too, but check out the brand new WWE Stance Limited Edition figurine. Statue. It's a statue. A Cody Rhodes. What do you think, Tom?
What is this? Why would anybody pay $200 for this?
I might not be up with the times anymore. I don't know who this artist is. I don't know what is this stake? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Stance. I mean, not steak. I wish I had steak. Steak's delicious.
I could go for a good steak right now.
Very, very cool. If you're into this kind of thing, I love a Match Fury. I love
the Match Fury.
Yeah. So there's the appeal there. but I don't know who the artist is. And without knowing who the artist is, this is a hard sell.
Dude, it doesn't matter who the artist is. Why would I want this? I just don't get it.
So again, here is my idea behind it. If there was an IP behind this, if there was a comic, a cartoon, a novel of some sorts, YouTube shorts, something, this would be cool. Like Rumblers, remember Rumblers? Rumblers were awesome. Yeah. They had the cartoon. The cartoon was fun. It was a good time. I mean, we need, I don't know. As the artist return says, some Cody head needs it. And that's definitely for sure.
Some Cody crybaby wants it.
some Cody crybaby. But cool backdrop. Not for $200.
I like the backdrop, but I'm not. And listen, if you use code FigGuys, it's only $180. That's, still not getting it.
With tariffs, it might be $190.
What it's going to cost.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You're only getting a 5% discount now from FigGuys.
Yeah, so, I loved Unmatched Furies. I did.
Yeah, Unmatched Furies are awesome. I love that.
I also think part of it is just going with the times. And since I'm not as young as I used to be,
that's what I'm saying.
With younger collectors, but for me, it's just now.
No, it's like if you know, just in theory, if it was a Pablo Picasso, Cody Rhodes painting, we would both be like, damn, that's impressive. So maybe to somebody that this Stance guy is a Pablo Picasso and this is their piece. It's interesting. You know, I'll give it that.
Yeah, it's unique. I'll say it's unique.
Yeah, and I showed you the picture. There is a picture of Roman Reigns floating around on the internet out there.
Just as, don't need that one either.
It's not my thing. Sorry.
No.
You know what would have been cool if they replicated the stage with that cardboard piece being in, like part of it and the base headlights.
I would have signed up for that.
There you go. This is how you make a $200 figure statue.
Give us a stage. We get rid of the statue then.
Take a stance. See what he did there.
I do. Anyway, if this is your thing,
giveaway stands. This is cool. Yeah, but they're available now over at Ringside. Go buy one. Let us know how you pre-order, like it. I'm not buying one. Pre-order. Oh, yeah. Available for pre-order. Yeah. Available to order.
Yes.
Over at Ringside Collectibles.
Yes.
Dear God, use that code FigGuy. Yeah.
Put it in three times. See if you can save 30%.
Error.
I kid.
It's great though. I listen for what it is. It's cool. It reminds me. Somebody else was talking about it. There was the anime line that WWE was doing. Remember a few years ago they showed it off at Comic-Con. It was a few figures that looked in this kind of art style. Yeah. So this is very, very much like those. I thought those were cool. But it's the same. This ain't.
I love statues, but I like it to look like the person. Like I love those little, like these statues. I got these. I got this. Like I love stuff like this. Like this is cool. I've thought about getting some of the other ones. There's a Danielson one. There's a Mox one. I think there's a Jericho one.
There's a Danhausen.
There's a Danhausen. Get me statues like that, and I'm all in.
Yes.
So that's all. That's all.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to the next. New and in stock.
New and in stock, coming at you fresher than the case that comes out of WWE Elite 117, featuring Rhea Ripley, Grayson Waller, Naomi, Seth Rollins, Axiom, and Roman Reigns. Good set.
Yeah, you see Goldberg just said in the chat, Mania Superstore Cena will be on Walmart April 21st, according to My Damn Toys video. So if you're not going to be at Mania, be prepared to go order it on Walmart and take a shot.
I'll be ready.
Your order canceled.
I'll be ready because it will be canceled. No, I'll shout out Walmart later when they need their flowers. But go buy Elite 117. It's a great set. Look at that Roman Reigns. He's pointing up in the sky. He's like, look at how high the tariffs are.
Yeah, I need.
And Seth's just like, look at them all. Look at them all. No, this is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I like this Roman because it's a little different than the other ones we've seen lately. This Naomi figure, we talked about it before. Just
she glows.
An amazing figure.
She glows. Listen, it's cool.
Good Rhea figure. So these are cool figures, but I might have to go into Ringside when I get back from WrestleMania and pick up a couple of these.
Yeah. So the Rhea looks awesome.
Yeah, the rear look does look awesome.
Yeah.
The set looks awesome. So fun set. Elite 117 in stock now over at Ringside. Use code FIGUYS, save 10%.
Love it. What do we got next? We're not going. We're moving from Elite 117 to WWE Elite Greatest Hits 8, featuring Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Roman Reigns, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. You got a hell of a WrestleMania main event right there in its own set. Look at that. These are great. These look awesome. Obviously, we got our greatest hits coming through. I love the black jacket on Gunther.
Dude, I know. I think of that too. And I love how Stone Cold finally, and I think it was in the top picks, he finally comes with cans.
What?
Like, too long he didn't come with cans, I said.
Aluminum? What?
little plastic cans.
Little plastic cans. I love it.
That voicemail. Remember that voicemail I left you like a month ago?
Yeah. That was fantastic. That was
Did you save that? That was an all-time.
I think it's still on my phone. I don't delete things. I have a very, very, very bad problem deleting things.
Me too. I think if you call my phone now, I need to delete some voicemails because it says my mailbox is full because if you leave me a voicemail, unless it's like somebody I know, first of all, I'm probably going to read it and I'm never going to listen to it. Because you could read it now, but I'm just so terrible with voicemails.
Yeah, it's the worst.
So yeah. So again,
six packs,
greatest hits,
beer, soda. Great. There's soda cans.
There's soda cans.
Soda. Hey, listen. Soda cans. Okay, I like it. It looks good. Austin. I like the gold on the vest.
Yeah, I do too.
Good looking set here.
I just got that top picks Austin with the cooler. That's a cool Austin.
He came with an extra cooler. What? It was good. It's a great Austin. I love the shirt on that one. It's very good.
It is. I love that one. All right, let's move on.
Ooh, yeah. Because it's time for some Chelsea Green action because we got main event 156 featuring the ever so ghoulish Ghostbuster inspired gear on Chelsea Green. That's a really, really cool look. Too bad Cardona doesn't have a figure that matches it. That would have been pretty cool. Pretty cool. I want to go back to that supposedly fall thing that with the John Cena. But we got it was this Jacqueline Wilde. Help me out here. These are Max Caster.
Joaquin Wilde, Triple H, The Rock, Finn Balor, and Chelsea Green.
I'm reading it all wrong. With Joaquin, I couldn't figure it out. Triple H, Finn Balor, and the ever so great won the final boss. The Rock in main event form.
Dude, the Rock shirt, is that the same shirt from his Superstars figure too? Isn't it only not soft?
I think it's plastic.
Yeah, it looks plastic.
Still good though.
Yeah, it is.
I don't buy main events. They're looking good.
But they've gotten better. They really have.
But so. I like old man Triple H. Yeah. Stared me dead in the eyes. The cow shirt. Scary. I love the cow shirts. Yeah. Triple H has got a scary grin.
Triple H is scary. I wouldn't mess with that guy.
No, at all. Fantastic. Ooh, and last but not least, we're running from main event singles to main event showdown 2-packs 21 featuring Dominic Mysterio paired with R-Truth, Roman Raven, LA Knight, of course, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods, the Boudet, as I like to call them now.
The Boudet.
The Boudet. Boo. It was good.
These are cool.
They are basics, but they're not as basic anymore. Their legs move.
No, right. They've got more articulation now.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. That was the Ringside Roundup for today.
What up, Dax?
Now I guess it's time to talk about our weekly pickups and unbox.
Enjoy, brother.
We were going to...
Ooh.
All right.
So chill. Guess what?
What?
This might be the closest timed Unbox With Us event ever because I just got notification on my phone that Walmart actually dropped something off right on time. So excuse me for just a moment while I walk to my front door and grab it. So I'll be right back.
Cool. That's cool. He's going to get, I mean, I can't wait to see what he got. I know what he has. It's something I'm looking for, and I don't have it yet. We'll find out in a minute. But in a minute, I am going to unbox the brand new Greatest Hits Monday Night War Series 2. I walked into my Walmart the other day and was shocked when I found them on my shelf. And of course, I had to scoop them up, even though I'm trying not to spend money before Vegas. I have Fig Cam here, so let's turn on the Fig Cam. Bum, bum, bum.
What do you call me?
I didn't call you anything. I called you late for dinner. I don't even know what
that Ringmaster.
It is the Ringmaster. There we go. It's Greatest Hits.
Ringmaster.
Yeah. Series 2. Look how cool it is. I actually have the original one of these.
And what?
I don't even know if I opened it. Is it opened? That would be on my new gen shelf. There's my new gen shelf. No, I have regular. No, I don't have this one opened on that shelf. I still have the original in packaging. I got this one. What do you say we open these and I can build myself another Gorilla Monsoon? And then I could go. Where's my other Gorilla Monsoon figure? I see it. I could compare the two Gorilla Monsoon figures.
I would love to see Gorilla Monsoon. Now,
I wish I brought a scissor with me because, as usual, I forget to do something like that. However, nice I think and- a U.S. USB-C cord should do the trick just as well as a scissor, right?
Yeah, well, I have my official, very, very hard to see, but acclaimed scissors from
boxing. I have those down here somewhere. And I don't, I think I'm going to need to get up and get a scissor. Hold on, Mike. Talk about
you do that.
The package.
I'm going to focus in on the acclaimed scissors. There we are. You can see burn in. Look at the packaging. Look at Ringmaster's package.
Whoa.
I get these greatest hits could be hard to buy sometimes. I'm very selectful, but when there is a beautiful build a figure, it's a must hop on it. But listen, Monsoon is worthy of any pickup, especially if you guys missed out on the original release. I'm stoked. I love my Bobby Heenan Gorilla Monsoon, perfect pair to be hanging out together. But this is a great Ringmaster. You got the True Effects. We got extra hands, extra gimmicks. You gotta love it, man. So a very updated version of the Ringmaster right here.
All right. I'm back. I got scissors. Don't run with scissors.
Scissors me down. Oh, wait. They don't do that anymore.
All right.
And...
I'm not winning. That's for sure. I should have had.
You're absolutely winning. You are $50 richer by not buying that AEW paid review this week. Wait,
I had to work. I had to work.
Man, that was probably the best decision you've ever made.
There it is, the $1 million champion. Oh, I got all these little plastic things on them.
Again. Those little plastic things are the worst.
I'm not a fan.
Ooh, I got super bright there.
What'd you do?
My camera brightened up. I was very, very pale. Way more pale than I am.
Let's show off the Ringmaster. Look, he's acknowledging Roman Reigns with both fingers.
He likes to acknowledge a lot of people with both fingers. Usually not those fingers.
Oh, I see. Here we go. Yeah. But again, he didn't do the middle finger when he was...
Which is funny. That's what I was just about to say. It's pretty funny that he gave those hands.
Yeah, but look how great this looks, like with the updated DJI printing. So
it's just, artist it's returns. I'm prepared.
Look at the $1 million belt. Like, it looks so good. The only thing is, like, the $1 million belt doesn't have... No, okay. So the belt's actually very flexible, which I like, but the hole, there's only one hole, so it sits on them very loose.
Ooh.
I wish it was a little tighter. Why can't they start using Velcro on these things? You know, something to make it a little better. But again, this figure looks phenomenal. Like, what an upgrade over the first one. I wish, just to show you the back, like how much bigger the belt is.
See how
it goes? And look how, if I go to overlap it, it's so much and it's so loose on him.
Because it's better suited.
I'm getting critical. So he says I don't get critical. I'm getting critical. The belt is too loose.
Critical. I like what they did with Cody the Ultimate on his weight belt.
Yeah. Because
they actually made it like a real piece. This is a great, great pose for Cody, by the way. But yeah, he's got the little nodule on the belt. I think that's a good way to do
yeah.
that. They did that with the Million Dollar Man belt too, but
okay. There's Gorilla's legs. I'm gonna put Steve Austin back in here so I can bag him later.
And, he has Gorilla's legs.
Now let's go on to the next one. Now I don't know, is this the which one is the Chase and which is the regular of this? Do you know, Mike?
So I believe the pink waistband is the Chase and the blue okay. waistband is the original release. May have that swap backwards.
I don't even see which one, like, what it is. So you know how we're going to find out? We're going to have to open up the DDP.
Well, of course you do, because you've got to finish building Monsoon.
Yes. Give me a break.
I hope you have some dynamite, because you're going to need to open that bad boy with a bang. Purple letters is the Chase. Thank you.
Purple. And where's the letters?
Lots of bangs.
So I can't really see.
No, it's very, very hard to see on the.
So you're not, if you wanted to keep it, like I'm opening it regardless on the legs. I still can't see it, so I'm screwed.
No, they packed it weird. So it is a hard look.
Like one thing I'll give Jazzbears credit for is they changed the packaging up for the Chase as well.
So, yeah.
This is the pink. So that's the Chase.
Great. No, the pink is the purple is the Chase. The pink is the
pink letters. Oh, well, I'll show you guys. Wait, I gotta cut the ties off of him too.
He's cutting ties at DDP.
Wow, this gorilla head looks amazing. Holy smokes.
It's a great looking DDP though.
I made a great joke yesterday in the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast group. Did you see it?
Maybe.
Nobody really. It was about Shawnee was selling a combo package, and it said it comes with Shoes Head. Anyway, I was like, "Do you have his permission for this to be offering?"
I'm sure Joe Shoes was a little later.
Shoes saw it, but he's like, "No, I got that printed head too," and I'm like, "That's not what I meant, guys. You're all missing my joke."
So, right. It went over the head.
It's me.
Gotta have some grit. It's DDP.
One extra pair of hands. I'm gonna put the gorilla head over here for now. Let's take a look.
I wish there, Monsoon.
What do you think, Mike? DDP.
I love it.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it? So this is common, right? Or is this?
Is that pink?
That looks more purple.
I can't tell. It looks nice. Regardless, updated gear, fantastic on DDP, and it's got that shine to it, right? The
yeah.
tights. There we go. It's the common.
It's a common.
He's
Thank
just
you,
a
man.
Common man.
There we go. This figure's great too. I love it.
It is a fantastic.
I absolutely
game.
Love it. I'm loving the Monday Night Wars line. I hope it doesn't go anywhere anytime soon, especially now that our buddy Magic is working on them.
He's doing magic on them.
He is doing magic on them. And I can't wait to see what he shows off at. Look at here's the Gorilla Monsoon head. Oh shit! Were there glasses in there? Son of a bitch!
Oh Does boy!
Come with glasses?
He should come with glasses. They show him with glasses on the package.
Oh, there's glass. Oh my god! Look at this, guys. Be careful with this. The glasses are clear, so you don't even see them in there. Can you see that?
I would have thrown those. I would have mistaken them for one of those pieces that are there to hold the figure's hands.
You might cut it out by accident, but like only because I'm like, where's the glasses? I went back to look for it. So if you get this and you're looking for the gorilla, be very careful. Those glasses mix right in
cut
with the plastic.
It out.
So there it is. There's the glasses. We'll get to that in a second when we're.
I'm here for some clear glasses.
So he doesn't have the purple glasses here. Dude, like you could just pose this just like that and I'm done. Like I don't even have to do anything.
That's it. Yeah.
I like that. I wish they would come and pose all my figures. The next one we're going to open up, Ken Shamrock.
Beautiful.
And again, I have the original of this. This would have been the Attitude Era or New Gen Era.
Yeah, Attitude Era. One? Definitely Attitude Era.
Yeah, right? That's what I would have said. Where's my Attitude Era self?
97.
Oh, there's my... Oh, okay, I'll get up in a second and see. Oh, I see my other Ken Shamrock right now. Okay.
Ta-da. I love Ken Shamrock. He's the best.
We gotta love Gorilla Monsoon. Like, I'm such a big Gorilla Monsoon fan.
Me too, and you know what? We haven't gotten a lot of Monsoon figures.
Well, this is like the... Well, we were supposed to get that two-pack with him and Heenan, but I think that was then the championship one that they came out with. So we got Gorilla's body here, so we'll take that out. Put that aside for now.
There you go. It's a great Ken Shamrock, too, by the way. Big fan.
Oh, the robe is awesome. Robe is... Oh, is he not tied in? Yeah, you can't tie Ken Shamrock in.
You can't. He doesn't... He's no holds barred.
Exactly.
He breaks right through him.
There we go. Let's put this over here for now. Now let's look. I knew that was going to happen. He fell on the floor.
Look at the floor. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
A cool looking Ken Shamrock figure.
I'm a Ken Shamrock fan. I'm a Ken Shamrock figure fan even more. Yeah, he's great, man. One of my favorite bone crunchers back in the day.
I love it. It's so cool. Yeah. Look at the shoes, the boots.
Nice paint.
Very, very good job.
Nice paint apps on them. Super good. I like the red pops.
There's the tights underneath. The nice red tights.
So is he going to go in the Hall of Fame for reffing? For reffing the Bret Hart and Stone Cold match?
Was he the ref of that match?
Yeah, special guest referee.
No, really?
Yeah.
That match was the
submission
one
match. He was the submission match.
Oh shit.
So does he go
I
in?
Hope he's there then. It'd be cool. Would recreate Fuji Vice.
We need Fuji Vice.
I want Fuji Vice figures.
I'm hoping by this time next year we will be in Fuji Vice.
Listen, we could hope. And last but not least, last one of Greatest Hits Series 2.
Ooh.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
He was
WCW figure, as you can see. This is based on him in WCW.
Where they edited the photo to actually make his hairline accurate.
So let's cut up with Bret Hart.
That forehead's bigger than the Hart dungeon. You can't tell me otherwise. Apparently, getting stretched out at the Hart dungeon meant your forehead. This is one of the better Brets too, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. He comes with gorilla arms.
Gorilla arms.
A whole bunch of hands.
A whole lot of Bret hands. Because you're getting Bret Hart hands and gorilla hands, aren't you?
Yes. I guess these could be extra gorilla hands. Yeah, because
you have a plethora of hands.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is it's the same exact skin tone, so there's no way to differentiate whose is whose. So you can basically swap it out any way you want.
I think Bret's are the ones
over here.
Yeah, the rest are monsoons.
These would be gorillas. That would make
monsoon.
Sense.
Monsoon.
So that would make sense.
I wish there. Bret Hart is not the submission master he claims to be.
Of course, the hands are tied in. Bret Hart's
it's too much. Way too much. I can't stand those little ties, ma'am.
That makes two of us. Okay,
it's the worst when you buy them like an exclusive from a store.
Yeah.
It's not going to retail, but we're gonna put the ties on them anyway.
Oh, there's more ties. I lied.
Yeah, I just rip them right out of the package.
I haven't seen these ties. Like, I feel like they were gone for a couple of years. Now all of a sudden they're back again.
Maybe because this set's Walmart exclusive, they hunkered down on the ties because of people swapping.
Maybe. Does it help? I don't think it even helps.
Definitely a WCW Bret.
Yeah.
I got to stop saving boxes, too. I'm just going reading through it, shattering a little bit over here. We got coming down the aisle of the house.
I used to save all the boxes, and then one day I went into my storage room, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. And
yeah.
I just started throwing them out.
So, I think I have like five that I refuse to part with. But they're all exclusives.
Yeah. Oh, his glasses have fallen off. Bret, yeah.
Mine too,
Bret.
What
kind of glasses? Did he wear these type of glasses?
Yeah.
Those were the
little John Lennon glasses. That's exactly what
they are.
He's
Brian
them.
Pillman glasses.
He loved them.
Brian Myers had wore these as well.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, look at the gear. How do you like the gear? His leg.
I like the gear.
Hold on, let's fix their leg.
Heard they redo the shade of pink on it like three times.
Yeah, look how nice it looks to match more.
It looks great.
WCW. So
that just looks Bret Hart gear. I like the darker purple pink. It's a nice change of pace.
Can you stand up?
He got his leg kicked out of his leg, so you got to be careful.
Ooh, let me tell you, a stiff joint if I've ever felt a stiff joint.
He needs to take a fig bath. Get that man some water. He needs a fig bath. This one,
I don't know if it's a knee pad. Okay, I got it. It moved.
It moved.
All right.
And it moved, and you moved me, Tom.
I'm always trying to move you, Mike. Wait, is that right? Oh, okay, his hands don't look right, but I guess because I'm looking at him from that direction. Okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get him to stand.
Where's the pizza? It's...
There we go.
You know, the really, really Italian Bret Hart. Where's the pasta?
There you go. What do you think? Does this pass?
I love it.
How's the scan? How do you rate the scan?
Still looks like young Bret Hart, to be honest. That's Bret was very, like... He had a little 5 o'clock shadow going on.
Honestly, look at it. It's really not that bad. It's pretty good.
Now I see a lot of Howard Stern right there.
Howard Stern?
Yeah. I could see it in the eyes, you know.
I think it looks pretty good.
It's one of those ones I'd have to see in hand. I'm not against Bret's, though. I love Bret's.
But I think it looks really freaking good.
It looks good.
Yeah. I love thick hands. Thick hand is so sharp, isn't it?
Something is so off about the Bret Harts. I don't know what it is.
I mean, look, Piper was off for years, and they finally nailed the Piper look with the last two ultimates.
Let me see the side hat. Okay, I've seen it there. Let me see the other one. I don't know. Maybe his nose is too big? Something's off.
I feel like this is one of the better Bret Harts I've seen.
It is, but it's also, I still see something's off. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Maybe his cheeks are too chubby or something.
What are you doing looking at his cheek? Oh.
Not those cheeks.
Gotcha.
His name's not Ray. No.
I think this one's pretty good. I wish you could see it in person.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get it.
But the mouth looks off to me or something. It's really good. I do think it's good.
Something else is off about it. I can't pinpoint it.
Listen, it's how bad was Piper for years, and then we got that Monday Night Wars Ultimate in the Coliseum collection, and they just blow away any other Piper figures ever.
Yeah. There we go.
I like it. I'm giving it a pass. I like this one. I think it's one of the better Bret's I've seen. I wish you saw it.
I'm going to go get my Goldberg Ultimate and do exactly what I need to do to that Bret Hart figure.
All right. That's not nice.
And that's put Goldberg in a sharpshooter.
You're going to duck the kick. Oh, wait. Well.
Kick the duck. Quack.
Kick the that's what he did. He kicked the duck. All right. So let's build Gorilla.
He's building Gorilla.
Snapped in nice and good.
I was there, Monsoon.
How's that look so far?
It looks like
you're always
suit.
Confused on how to put the arms on. Always what I do. I put it next to my hand. And I could figure out if that's the right way. Little tip from the elbows. Figure.
The elbows, right? That's what
I can't see my own elbows.
I can't lick my own elbows. I can see them though.
Can anybody lick their own elbows?
I don't know. It's a good question. Besides if only there was a circus around to tell us about the freak show about the guy that can lick his own elbows. Larry the elbow licking guy. I don't know. What would you call him? Hell for left, right for right.
All right. So his arm came off. Hold on. I got to snap this arm in better. Wow, there we go. I felt the click that time.
Those build a figure sometimes. I have a Booker T build a figure where he's the announcer.
Yeah.
The arms do not, or it's the torso piece that's just not stay connected. They've gotten way better with them. No, these ones are great. Yeah.
Okay, we got Gorilla Monsoon.
I wish they were monsoon. I think I need. Don't knock the glass of the four. You'll never find those.
No, I still have them right. No, you're right. Holy smokes. I'm going to put an Apple
AirTag. My eyes are on those. That's what I'm looking at.
I need an Apple AirTag just for the Gorilla's glasses. Again, I think this figure looks absolutely amazing.
That is phenomenal.
I wish.
And this there is supposed to be Commissioner Monsoon, right?
Right. This is more from the time he was Commissioner when I guess Vader.
Not that it really changes that much. But it's Commissioner. But
I missed the purple glasses, Gorilla. He's a little thinner than the other Gorilla.
I think he looks good, though. Well, he thinned out when he was older.
Did he?
Yeah.
Putting the glasses on upside down. I love it. I absolutely love it.
He won't be able to see them.
But again, I like we've discussed on this show before, we need to start like making extra heads that just have their glasses on. Like molded on.
I don't know. I like the way that looks.
It looks good. It looks perfect, actually. It really does.
It's like the scene. I love this figure. My girl at the funeral. He needs his glasses.
So this would be more of a new gen era Gorilla Monsoon, right?
That'd just be Attitude Era.
Attitude Era?
The bleed over of the new gen to the Attitude Era.
Gotcha. Want to compare? Should I get the other Gorilla?
Oh, you get Gorilla Warfare. That's the name of the episode. Fig guys, Gorilla Warfare. I'm excited to see difference. I don't know if there's that big of a difference. I bet this one looks nicer. The other one was cool. I don't know if I have Monsoon. I think Tom sent me Monsoon. He has seen it. It's always a Goldberg. Hey, pal. You guys are hilarious. Yeah, Tom is old fat guy. BMX is giving open invites to Tom's house. If you guys need one, holler. You don't like glasses? I like the glasses. I think the glasses look good. Fan of the glasses. We haven't had a pair of clear glasses before either. Tom's figure collection just fell over on him. He's stuck in the very, very back of his basement. Well, while he's doing what he's doing, I'm going to rip open my emergency delivery to Walmart in the bag of the wet. Isn't that weird? But it was super fun this morning. Oh, I see chair moving. Are we waiting? Oh, we're waiting. Get in the bag, Tom.
What?
Throw him in the bag, Tom.
What bag?
Throw Monsoon in the bag.
Oh, jeez.
Give me the bag.
So let's compare Gorilla Monsoon figures here.
Oh, the old one's so much better.
You think?
Yes. I don't even want to look at the new one anymore.
Why do you say that?
New one's a pile of puke compared to that old one. Oh my god.
Really?
Look at the tux on the old one. He's got the bow tie, the glasses look so much better.
But I feel like the scan of the new one, like the DJI print that makes the head look so much better on the new one.
Maybe, but it doesn't have the same pizzazz as that other one does.
But it's not supposed to. They wanted to change it up a little bit.
I get it. I'm not saying they shouldn't have. I'm just saying the old one is by far way more superior.
Yeah. You really think so, huh?
Hey, if you don't agree with me, pop the head off. Yeah, see? Old fat guy, so the same thing. New one sucks. Actually, it doesn't suck. It looks great. I like it. The old one looks better.
Wow. I think the scans are actually pretty much the same. It's just he's not in a tux in this one. He's got the bow tie. I actually appreciate the fact that it's not the same. I like them both.
I like them both, too. Don't get me wrong. The old one's just... I mean,
but this is like... the golden era, the old one. So he's got the bow tie, going to put the glasses back on.
Listen, any era that Gorilla Monsoon's on the screen is the golden era.
That is true. I agree with that. Well, you cut it out.
Oh. What else did you get?
Thanks to Gorilla Monsoon, I always used the word profusely because everybody was always bleeding profusely.
He's bleeding profusely.
So the other one I brought over to compare from this set, I did bring another one. I'm putting his glasses on upside down.
Okay, I think I know what you got.
You do?
Maybe. What? Hey.
This is the old one.
new one looks way better.
And this is
I can see the head. Yeah.
Look at the difference.
Way better. Way better.
Look at the difference. This is an upgrade worth upgrading.
Yeah. Well, they shamrocked.
Holy smokes. Yeah, the new one is definitely... The DJI printed makes such a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's hit or miss on some figures. Like I think it looks better on... Like, Monsoon looks great without it.
I think both Monsoons are actually... I don't know if they're both DJI, but both heads look great for Gorilla.
Yeah, but it's just the body that's blows. Totally... The other one way better.
Even the hair looks so much better, right?
Yeah. So. Power-wise, just a way better-looking Shamrock.
The logo on
their logo. Ooh, I like the logo on the old one.
You do?
I like the black being smaller on the old one. The lettering, the font.
So wait, which one do you think is the new one and which one is the old one here?
My left is the new one and my right is the old one.
Wait, so which one is this?
That's the new one.
That is a new one. Okay, you're right. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the two Ken Shamrocks.
Right. My left.
There's the two Ken Shamrocks.
It looks
definitely
way better.
What an upgrade.
Yeah.
If you are on the fence about if you should upgrade this, 100%.
We need 100%. A mean mugging Shamrock too. Not with the mouth open. I want a closed mouth Ken Shamrock.
Look, it's Ken Shamrock and his brother Frank. So
let me be Frank for a minute.
You could be anybody you want, and don't call me right. Shirley. Where's that from? Hey. You know where that's from?
Top Gun. Not Top Gun.
Naked Gun.
Close. Thank you. Damn it.
Shirley, I don't
know.
It
was in there.
Yeah, you were close.
I don't know if I'm going to like Liam Nielsen.
I got to see it, though. He's playing his son. That trailer where they're all looking at their dads, and then they have the guy looking at OJ. Did you see that? That cracked me up.
It's supposed to be great. I
can't wait.
I'm here
Nothing
for
will ever be. There'll never be another comedy movie like the original Naked Gun.
It's true. Like,
that was such a masterpiece.
No, it was great. All right. No. Well, I made a fun little order.
About your order.
I got to really talk about my order because I was able to pick up for the first time in the Bellcaster household. We got some knuckle crunchers, and boy, did I go hard on the knuckle crunchers. We're going to zoom.
I need that set.
We're going to focus a little bit more. Look at that. We got the final boss, The Rock with the shovel. This is WrestleMania right here, baby. We got Cody Rhodes with the sledgehammer. And, of course, John Cena. The last time is now. Look, he's got a crutch because he's the crutch of the group. We got some extra accessories in there. Looking forward to it with a beautiful yellow trash can. So, so good. The box art on these is phenomenal. I'm going to zoom out real quick, clean that focus up. But look how good that looks. It's so
amazing.
Fun. I'm not focusing. Where are we at? No, too much. There we are. Focus. There we go. Boom. Got Cody getting put through the table. We got a belt in here. This is a great, great set. I mean, three figures, bunch of accessories. You got the title. You have to think, well, Tom, what am I going to do with this? You don't have a ring, man. Good thing I planned ahead and bought the Seth Rollins Knuckle Crunch ring. Super, super excited to open these, take some fig photography.
So cool.
I'm going to give this one a Rifsky because.
So cool.
Yeah, you're right. Can't tell if you can see it, but it's a fabric.
Wow.
Yeah, very nice. It's bouncy. You're underneath the ring. Very, very well put together. What else we got here? Some Dan Wilson stickers. That's the wrong package. I haven't held a knuckle crutcher. Can you believe it?
Well, me either.
Here we go. Here's your turnbuckle post. Look at you there. I'm a sucker for small toys. And if God gave me these big hands, so it's like it's a blessing and a curse. I love it. Look at this. You got a little pallet that breaks in half. Super, super cool. They are reusing, which is hilarious. I think it's a better job, actually, the small WLC tables.
Oh, that's
the Hornswoggle. I have my WLC table right over here, actually. So it's pretty funny.
That is really
funny.
We got
a stretcher. A lot of bang for a buck. Here's your ropes, all that fun stuff. But this, well, there's still more in here. They got a barricade, maybe? We got here. We got a you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan 2x4. Oh. Crutch, sledgehammer, shovel, rock and roll. But here we go. This is the real test of time, ladies and gentlemen. First time ever. We're holding a knuckle cruncher. Check it out. Look at the details on Seth Rollins, man. This looks great.
That's really cool.
And there, I mean, this is one of those mini sprite cans. So you see a little bit of
that's
the size.
That's a mini sprite can? Holy smokes.
It's a mini sprite can. So they're tiny. You know, I like to feel like Andre the Giant when I'm drinking pop. but looks great. I mean, you hear the knuckle crunching? Do you hear the stamping? Yeah. Oh, these are so good. So I'm a big bone cruncher guy. You've heard me talk about it many, many times here on the show. These are fantastic, though. Look at the articulation. You can do the splits. Wow. You can pop the stomp. I mean, these are
going to hit Paul Heyman with the stomp.
He owes him a favor.
No, he doesn't.
There's no favors. I didn't see anything out of there. Look how good the detail is. He's got the flames. This is so good, man. Yeah, so
that
good.
Is cool.
So I'm excited to check out the rest of them. I'll rip open those bad boys and post some photos on the internet. I am excited. We love the internet, but that's not all I got. Because
what else did you get, Mike?
This is my main event on figures to share. I don't know. Besides getting Muda next month, I don't know where it goes up. How does it go up from here, Tom?
I don't know.
How?
Hold on.
How does it go up from here?
For you, Mike. Don't get it. I'm going to hand you something.
I'm holding it. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Here you go, buddy. I got this for you.
Oh, hold on. Here. Let me grab it. Oh.
Sweet.
It worked out good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked out really good. Just check out what is fresh in the house. The NWO WWE debut, No Way Out 2002, or more specifically, from the night.
Look at this.
That they called out The Rock. I brought the truck piece. I had to bring the truck piece.
Of course.
Of course. Hell yeah, of course. We're going to unzoom here for a second. This thing's massive, right? So if you guys do not remember, I don't know how much you guys have been doing for the last 20-something years, but the Monday Night Raw debut of the NWO was right here. Chicago, Illinois. Mick Foley would enjoy the pop, but it was 10 minutes from the Allstate Arena. It's out of the parking lot. Got the truck piece. After they demolished the ambulance, The Rock was in with the semi-truck. And guess what I got as well? I dug out my slambulance. I got the wreck and slam truck, whatever the hell it's called. Brother, we're with the NWO on your ass, dude. I'm so excited that I'm not even keeping this mock. I will have to get another one eventually, but I'm ripping them open right now so you guys can see the quality of these figures. Because what was this dubbed the worst multi-pack of all time?
I don't get it because I think it's awesome. I don't know. It's an awesome set. I love the packaging. The leather jackets are amazing. The figures are amazing.
Oh.
This is not the worst three-pack. This is an amazing three-pack.
The artwork on it's phenomenal.
Dude, I love it. It's such a great set.
Even you need NWO cutouts for your arena. Perfect.
Yeah.
NWO logos and stuff. But I'm not here for logos. I'm here for the leather jackets. I'm here for the figures. This is dope.
Cool.
The microphone, apologize, but with the NWO lettering on it, so cool.
Yeah.
No Way Out.
I can't believe it. I love this set. I've seen other people criticizing it. I don't understand why.
Of two sweet hands, so that's a win already. We got Hogan with two sweet hands. Nash has two sets of two sweet hands. All his sets of two sweet hands. The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
That's pretty darn good.
Wasn't that bad, right?
No. Is there anything you can't do?
Math. Terrible. So take my tariff talk very lightly, okay? I went to the school of Steiner. I got 33 and a half chance survival tonight at sacrifice. All right. Removing all these hands. See, you think a set like this would have a lot of ties on it, but there's only like two.
I mean, I guess it makes sense if they're doing it for people to make it harder for people from swapping.
Yeah, well,
I can't really hate on that too much.
Listen, that's better than putting figures behind a glass shelf.
Yeah, that is true.
That's super weird.
So my Walmart now has the glass shelves, but it hasn't hit the wrestling section yet.
Well, that's so good.
I hope it doesn't hit the wrestling section because
there's
that's
hope.
Just such a downer when that happens. Well, I'll tell you, I don't see many swaps for wrestling figures at my Walmart.
So you're probably going to be safe.
I see it a lot at other Walmarts, but not the one right by my house.
Hogan's head fell off, brother.
Oh, no. What you going to do?
What you going to do is take off the little rubber band around it while it's off, because that's why it fell off. Because of the sunglasses.
What a great Ken Shamrock.
There we go. Done. Hate plastic. So much plastic. So little time.
So much there we go, plastic, brother. So little time.
Already, the Hogan looks great. I don't know if you remember you were in Titantron Live, guy, were you?
No.
So when the NWO came out in Titantron Live figures, like this is kind of what it reminds me of, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
They were in the NWO gear.
Yeah.
It was from like when they got there. So here we go. Let's check out Hollywood Hogan. We'll go with him first. The man.
All right.
The plan. The Tower of Power. Too sweet to be sour. Look at him. Check it out. Look at that coat.
That is details. Awesome. Like,
yeah, he's got the NWO logo. I don't know, brother. Look at that. He's ready to slam that slambulance, man. He's got Hollywood on the back.
This is awesome.
Looks fantastic. We stripped the coat. I mean, it's a solid no sleeves NWO Hogan, man. I mean, we got how many DX figures we got?
Right.
This is worth it. Totally good. There's no real bad height problems from what I could see. Nash is taller than everybody, and that's basically all you really need, isn't it? But check out Scott Hall. Miles better than the other Scott Hall that with the bandana, because I think he's got the true effects now.
Dude, they've been nailing Scott Hall figures, Razor Ramon figures for the last couple of years. They just crush everyone anymore.
Yeah, so he's got a different leather jacket with the zipper aesthetics to it. He's got belt hooked up to it, rocking the removable bandana and glasses. He's too sweet, man. And then, of course, we got Big Daddy Cool. Fantastic looking. Huge fan, man. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Awesome, but too sweet.
It's an awesome set.
You know what's cool about it is it's going to look awesome in front of the truck piece.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt like these were just made for me. Everybody else hates them. I love them.
I love them.
I love it. Like setting. I'm going to put that truck piece on the shelf. They're going to be, you know, posed in front of it. Might even put the ambulance there. Might put the whole setup going. But Hall looks cool. Great. He's got the thumbs. Yeah, this is a banger.
Make him sharp.
Banger set. I'm trying to. I have my days. I'm not sharp enough. There you go. Look at that.
Looks awesome.
You put him with Nash. The scale's not too, like, heel to heel. There's Hall and Nash.
That seems right.
I mean, Nash is a little bent forward. There we go. So the Hogan might be a little heel short. Yeah, heel to heel. Oop, boom, boom. Heel to heel. Heel to heel to heel.
You got to do a picture of them all.
Hall might be a little short. But regardless, it's because of the paint. I'm fine with it.
Listen.
They look great.
You got to have a little left to your imagination. Not everything could be exact. Right?
No. I mean, I want it. I want it perfect, Tom.
Everybody seems to want that. I'm fine.
If you want
it
damn perfect, then go buy a Mr. Perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
Man, I love Mr. Perfect.
I love Gorilla Monsoon.
I love Monsoon too. I love the NWO. I love Knuckle Crunchers. I'm so happy I bought that. This was totally worth it. What an awesome pickup day. And you know what's best part? This is what I was saving it for. Everybody was dogging on Walmart. These were available to order with same day delivery for me. So this was I've been searching all over for this NWO set. I haven't seen it in stores once.
Wow.
Well, behold, it's on Walmart. Dude, Walmart's
I
app.
I feel like.
Boom.
Like, I got the mock Supreme figure from Walmart from the app, like same day delivery, like you. And it didn't hit the shelves till a week later. So I don't know if they just held it in the back or what the heck it was.
They probably did.
Yeah. So what? Gorilla Monsoon just threw his glasses down.
Don't finish. Threw the damn glasses. It's a plethora. The Knuckle Crunchers came. Crazy. If you guys are out and about and you're trying to buy these or you see them on the shelves, I'm going to sit here and give them a big recommendation. The ring puts some together just like the Mattel Creations ring.
Oh, really?
So it's like, wow, it's very similar parts.
That's cool.
You know, you have, yeah, the posts only go in the where they're accurately posted, so they don't come out looking goofy.
I love it. I need one of these. Yeah. I need some Knuckle Crunchers. I need that set, that WrestleMania set.
This is a cool, like, you can even customize this. There's so many things you can do with this. It's such a fun looking set. Ropes are tight. Like, everything's really good. I'm glad they didn't go the plastic rope route on this, too.
Yeah.
Because these look very, very playable, and I love that the mat is kind of like a spring mat.
Yeah, that's cool. Absolutely.
Some ASMR. It's my new. This is going to be my new mic pop.
There you go. There you go. Guys, in case you don't know, we are the Fig Guys. You can find all of our links over at thefigguys.com or all over social media at Official Fig Guys. You're going to want to tune in next week, WrestleMania week. I will be in Vegas for 10 days. I will have so many pictures, videos. We'll be sharing. I'll go live from there. Mike will be sharing the stuff I send to him. It's going to be an amazing week. Make sure you're tuned in to us all over social media.
Yeah, social medias. If you guys are lost trying to figure out where to find us, head on over to thefigguys.com.
Yes.
You got all your Fig Guys needs there. You can follow us on every social media platform. You know, or if you guys are like, you know, just hanging out here, just hang out here. Because we're going to be back with all of our stuff.
And then also,
absolutely.
If you're not able to watch us live, we are a podcast. You can listen to us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. it drops, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Just put in the Fig Guys. I actually found something out. I found a ranking of the Apple podcasts, and somehow we're the number 2 wrestling figure podcast according to Apple podcasts, with I know what you think is number 1, but according to Apple podcasts, number 1 is the 3 Points of Articulation podcast. We're number 2.
Whoa.
I see what you did there. I don't know. Good, right? I'm very happy to see how Apple ranked that.
About this, I'm happy just to be even remotely in the same league as either one of those two.
Oh, 100%. And again, we're gonna, you know, I think we're gonna have to wait till I get back from Vegas to hook up with the 3 Points of Articulation podcast. We had it planned for last week, but then we have Mike get sick and then his kid got sick, so we're gonna get it straightened out. We're gonna do a combo episode one of these days as soon as I get back from Vegas. And we have other things in the works with them, so. That was cool.
Somebody clipped that. That was cool. That was really cool.
I can do it. That was awesome. Cool.
These are so cool. Where are you having too much fun with them?
Oops. I definitely need
it. We need Penta Knuckle Cruncher form.
I beg you all, Diorama Dad, Matt, anybody else in the chat, if you could go on Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review and just write a little something nice about us, we would appreciate it so much. It really does help with the algorithms. We want to stay ranked as at least the number 2 podcast on Apple Podcasts for wrestling figures. I can't believe it. I was shocked. I saw the graphic myself that said it. I would have never believed
it. I'm still shocked.
I am still shocked. So listen, if it wasn't for the major wrestling figure podcast, we're not sitting here right now. And we're starting to plan our 1-year anniversary show, guys. It's going to be a banger.
It is. I'm looking forward to it. I'm super excited.
Yeah, I
can't believe it's already been a year. I mean, it's not like it's only been a year.
This is episode 46, so
we would technically be on like year like 3.5.
4. Yeah, 3.5, 4 if we went back counting the Fig Night over at the tavern. And again, so I make my triumphant return to the tavern tonight for the Rawdown. So check that out at 9 o'clock over on the Turnbuckle Tavern YouTube channel or as a podcast tomorrow morning, because I'm going to be spitting fire with some of my spitting views over there. So I got
the zombie sailor.
I got such a hot take from SmackDown. You're going to want to tune in.
I'm going to want to tune in to my Knuckle Crouchers. That's what I'm doing. No, I'm going to be taking pictures. So follow me over at Mike Balcaster. Follow us at Official Fig Guys. I think that's everywhere, but is Twitter? What's Twitter?
Twitter is at Official Fig Guys.
Spank my ass and call me CM Punk.
Hey, listen, when I was setting up on social media, I made sure that I was just one name. It's one of the worst things to one of the worst things they say you could do is when you're setting up social media for something like this, is to have different like handles everywhere. So I made sure that we had the same one everywhere. We're at Official Fig Guys all over social media. Go to thefigguys.com if you want to see all of our links. Mike, any closing words before we get out of here? Any closing thoughts? Give us a closing thought.
I got a closing thought for you. I'm being very thoughtful, but everybody wish Tom the best time in Las Vegas for WrestleMania. He's going to be gone for the next 2 weeks. I don't know what we're going to do without him. Hopefully he doesn't get lost out there. becomes Las Vegas. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited for you. But tune in next week. We got Diorama Dad joining me. We're going to hold down the fort. We'll be talking all about the news, all about the ringside roundup, all of our usual stuff. And of course, we're going to have the one, the only Fig Vault on the following week after that. So stay tuned for all your Fig Guide needs. I'll be knuckle crunching and taking shots until then. It's the best way to do it.
That's it. Keep crushing it with the photos, dude. You've been crunching it.
Yeah, no, I've been keep having fun, it. Man.
It's making my heart happy every time I see you send me a new picture of my text message.
We have to tell Diorama Dad to get working on some knuckle cruncher accessories for me.
Steel cage for that ring.
Maybe an arena.
There you go. There you go. All right, guys.
Small scale. I
gotta go say hi to the OG Fig wife before I go do the raw down.
The raw down. Well,
hour it's been 40 fun. Minutes. It seemed like five, but we always have a great time when we're together. Until next week, guys. From Mike, it's Tom. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. I'm sure I'll be popping in somewhere before then. Big guys out.
Thanks for watching, Big Guys.